And this is New England Public Radio News. Good afternoon, I'm Karen Brown. 4 years ago, a chemist with the state drug lab in Amherst, Massachusetts, was arrested for stealing drugs for herself and tampering with evidence. Sonia Farak's case came on the heels of another scandal in eastern Massachusetts, in which state chemist Annie Dukin was convicted of evidence tampering. This week, two reporters for the Daily Hampshire Gazette, Amanda Drain and Emily Cutts, looked into a scathing report by Judge Richard Carey. In it, he accuses prosecutors of misconduct when investigating the fallout of Farak's case. I asked them how the two drug lab cases were dealt with differently. Cutts starts by telling me how much effort went into the first investigation.
It took 15 months to investigate. They appointed an attorney to come up with a list of all the people that Dukin's actions could have affected. And none of that happened.
None of the investigation happened.
They had this groundwork. They didn't have to reinvent the wheel. And yet nothing that had happened in the Dukin case and the Dukin investigation happened in the Farak case and the Farak investigation.
What is your sense on why Annie Dukin's case got so many more resources compared to what happened in the Amherst lab?
I don't think there's any one answer, but someone I interviewed on background for the story, they said it seemed like the state had drug lab crisis fatigue, or they'd allocated $30 million in a fund for Annie Dukin and spent a large portion of it. Then when things turned a corner on Sonia Farak, I think there was this collective sigh of not again.
Judge Carey, he overturned 7 cases, right, that Sonia Farak worked on. But it seems like there are thousands more at stake. You know, what is your sense on what the fallout is going to be for those? You know, is there going to be any follow-up? What are the defense attorneys doing?
I know that the defense attorneys have already taken aggressive action. And because I believe attorney Luke Ryan's actions, and after this case was, the Farak case was settled, he went and actually looked at the evidence that they had collected from her car when they arrested her and found the mental health worksheets that had not been disclosed before that Farak had filled out for her therapist that had detailed her drug use long before they had said she was using drugs.
Do you have any sense what has or hasn't changed in drug lab procedures since Farak was arrested?
The Massachusetts State Police has taken over the drug lab. It's no longer the Department of Health. It's the Massachusetts State Police.
And what about changes in the Massachusetts Attorney General's office? We have a different attorney general now than we did when Sonia Farak was arrested.
The AG's spokespeople said that following Dukin and Farak, the office conducted training, particularly around the ethics behind releasing exculpatory evidence. I asked for more details on those trainings, but they were not provided.
I'm curious, as you guys were reporting the story, there was a lot about the difference between resources that are sent to Western Massachusetts versus Eastern Massachusetts. Did you find yourselves getting frustrated just as Western Mass residents that the government is putting more resources somewhere else?
For me personally, it wasn't a frustration over resources. It was a frustration of why can no one answer this question?
I agree. That was the biggest frustration. I kept calling people and saying, why? Why aren't there more answers? Why don't we have a list of all of the affected cases? Why are they being handled so differently? Why? And after beating my head against the wall and asking why so many times, I realized that this entire piece is meant to get at that.
That was Amanda Drain and Emily Cutts. You can read their reporting in the Daily Hampshire Gazette. This is New England Public Radio.